6 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the show. Congratulations to Randy Gradishar, Denver Bronco great, who is made the Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. So sounds pretty good. Sounds like he might actually get in. That one, Randy's such a cool guy. He actually has done some events up here around Greeley, too. I hate being that guy that's like, I'm always the anti-Hall of Fame guy. I get it. But is Randy one of those? He's part of that Orange Crush defense. Is he one of those players that you look at and go, man, that's one of the greats at his position? Yeah, maybe so. That you know, out of respect for Randy today, as he gets that news, I'm not doing my Hall of Fame thing. I'm not doing it today. Not going to even bring it up. Doesn't mean I'm changing my opinion, but I'm not bringing it up. Have you watched what's it called? The Swamp Kings? You didn't watch any of that?
I have not. I had other things to watch.
Is it going
to
be on something else? Like,
I think it's just on Netflix.
Oh, it is on Netflix, so I can watch it anytime I want. My guy Ellison Hubbard's texted me last night. He's like, do you have Netflix? I was like, yeah, I do.
Your password?
No, he's just like, you got to start watching this stuff, man. Mm-hmm. There's some good shows here.
I've seen some early thoughts on the Swamp King stuff. A lot of it, from my understanding, it's more of an Urban Meyer
bashing
puff piece. No.
Like, oh, puff piece.
Like it's trying to make Urban Meyer look better than what was actually going on.
Oh, because I got this pulled up. Another, speaking of a guy, stay in contact with Scott Patchen, former CSU Ram. He did play for Miami for a stint. So he's a big Miami guy. He retweeted one of the clips from Urban Meyer where a former player was talking about him saying, here's the quote, I'm going to treat my superstars like superstars and my
excrement
like excrement. And if you don't want to be thought of as excrement, if I'm treating you like excrement, you have to do what it takes to become a superstar, so I'll treat you like a superstar. So when these coaches sit down and tell mommy and daddy we love these kids and we're going to love up on them and all that stuff, just remember what Urban Meyer said. If he sucks, I don't think that's everybody's style.
I don't think Urban Meyer is the role model for modern coaches.
I would agree with you on that. You know, what a joke he was in the NFL. Great coach, great college coach. But I read a quote like that, Angel, and is that how it is? My guy, Scott Patchen, I got a lot of respect for him. I did a show with him for half the season. He said, it works. They won. Haters can complain all they want or argue with the style. Winners win for a reason, whether it hurts your feelings or not. You don't want excrement on your team. Is that the real mentality? That, like, even though it's 2023 and we all love each other. Well, no, we don't. We actually hate each other, but we're supposed to love each other. Is that the mentality still amongst the greats?
No, but I think there is an uglier side to sports that we kind of just turn away at.
We don't want to see that.
No, we know it goes on. It probably does go on everywhere, but I don't need to see it. If it works, it works. I don't need to see it.
So, but you've heard that Urban Meyer, this is more, other than that little comment there, that it's mainly it's a good thing for Urban Meyer?
Yeah, it's a picture here of him kneeling on the Ohio State sidelines. Urban Meyer, if his PR team didn't get final approval for what was shared in Swamp Kings.
They did?
It sounds like he had a lot of influence on what was being shown. Because for some reason, he thinks he can still coach, I guess. And so this is another way to, oh, you remember how great Urban Meyer was? Come on, give me a chance.
Do you think he's going to get back into coaching?
I hope not. For the player's sake, I hope not.
What's his biggest crime? I mean, he had some weird stuff going on at Ohio State before he left.
Yeah, the heart attack at Ohio State.
And then that he overlooked some stuff.
The pizza cart thing.
And then what was this? One of his assistants, a woman had come forward alleging assault of some sort, and he allegedly knew about it and whatever. Covered that up. I don't know. And then it was, of course, when he was with Jacksonville. Just coming off of a loss, he doesn't get on the team plane. He stays home and goes to his bar, and there's a chick dancing up on him. And that was just it's a bad look. It was all a bad look.
During his 6-year tenure at Florida, up to 31 players were arrested, or at least 10 of them charged with crimes.
That's because he didn't care about the person. He just wanted the football player. He just wanted.
How is Tim Tebow the captain of that football team?
That is the weirdest
With
thing.
Aaron Hernandez and Riley Cooper.
Have they done the bit on Tebow yet? I wonder.
I haven't watched.
I haven't seen anything coming out about it. It's all been about Urban Meyer, what I've seen. I'm definitely going to watch that. Might have to start watching that tonight. Because that is an interesting
kind of taster, appetizer.
Yeah. You're right, though. It is a world we don't talk about. We like to just sit down on Saturday, watch these players go out, and these coaches are in their khakis, and they got their play sheets and their whistles and all that stuff
well,
and their headsets.
You have the image in your mind, all right? These guys are at practice. They're working hard. Coach is getting after it. All right. They're putting in the work. That's all I need to know.
You're not getting that there are players that Urban Meyer would consider excrement that are just getting treated like that. And you wonder, how far did that go? And then you hear the Northwestern stories, and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, you know, this is back in 2007, 2008-ish, so we didn't have the access to college football as we do now, where you can see in the locker rooms and media practices, whatever. So you could get away with a lot of this stuff. And people, it was a lot of, you know, locker room trust. Like, hey, you don't say anything, I don't say anything. It's kind of, it goes back to that, you know, that football culture and that brotherhood that gets created there. It's good, but it also can create, you know, pockets of trust or mistrust.
It does make you wonder just how they are when we're not there. Like how these coaches are to these players when we're not there. And does it require that? To get that many guys in line with a common goal, you have to be a little bit of a jerk, right? I mean, you have to be.
I think the players understand that, and I think some of them respect it. You know, if you can't coach me, I can't play for you. I'm willing to play my hardest for you, but you also have to coach me as a coach.
Well, and certain players want to be ripped and roared at, and, yeah. And some players don't even do that, man. You can't do that to me.
No, you can't. You can't try to manage 50-plus, 20-year-olds.
You have to have crazy. There has to be an element of fear if you're a head coach.
Yeah, fear, respect, authority, intimidation even. Like, if coach grabs your face mask and pulls you up to it, it's like, whew.
Mm.
But, you know, these players, when these stories type of come out to the media, we overreact to it. Like, oh, I can't believe they did that. These players, it's every day.
Oh,
when
I see it actually in a video of Urban Meyer, or a guy quoting Urban Meyer and saying that, you know, it hits you at first, and you're like, golly, that would suck. But then you're like, of course that's how it is.
I remember coach said something like that to me, and then the next practice, it was my best practice ever.
Yeah, it motivates you.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's like that big of a deal that he said that. I mean, he's telling you, if you're not good, there's other coaches that'll do the opposite. We'll say, you know, I push you the hardest and I treat you like crap because I expect the most from you. So I'm constantly on your crap. The ones that I'm boost, hey, good job, Jimmy. Yeah, it's just because I know he's not going to make anything of it. So I'm just going to make him feel good being out here.
Well, this is SEC powerhouse Florida.
That's true. That's how they do things there. Is that how Nick Saban does things?
I don't think he's the nicest to his players in practice.
Probably very similar, right?
Probably very similar.
I would imagine
excrements, but he probably doesn't say the nicest things to him.
I would imagine most of the top college football coaches, the historic ones, have those moments of, wow, you wouldn't want to go have a beer with that guy. Mm-hmm. You would not want to hang out. It'd be fascinating to get into that world. Like, how cool would it be for you, Angel, to sit down for 4 hours and just talk to Nick Saban, and he's truthful and he tells you exactly how it all went down? You would be in heaven. You'd probably just die after that.
I wouldn't have enough questions for him.
I
wouldn't even know what the first question would be.
What would be your first question? It's all
like
open.
It's like, all right, Nick Saturday for you. Go into his office with the Star Wars doors that open up automatically, and then he presses a button and they close behind you, and it's like, oh, you're locked in with Coach Saban. Here we go. Sit across the desk and there's championship rings all over the place. What do you ask him? Hey, coach, how's your day going?
What do you say? What do you know, Nick? Huh?
So
something like that.
Tell me about it. That would be fun, though.
Oh, you just think of the deepest questions you want to ask somebody. Like when there's controversy or something, you want to just dive into that and go, "What? When that happened, what
was your first thought?
What was your thought? How are you gonna fix this? How are you going to change this?" We've got it pretty tame around here. I mean, there was the Adazio fiasco was something, but
I don't think we've done anything to tick these coaches off just yet.
No, not yet.
Maybe Prime.
But there's not a lot of coaches that have a lot of controversy. That are... Larry Eustace comes to mind. B.J. Hill comes to mind for UNC. Which I have had great conversations with. I actually love B.J. Hill. I actually really think he's a good... I think he's a good dude. I think what he did, he knows, was wrong. But that you know, Larry Eustace, B.J. Hill, Steve Adazio, kind of the drama there amongst Ed McCaffrey, but there was nothing really bad with Ed McCaffrey. It came out that a lot of the bad stuff, the messing with financial aid, was all just a farce, was ridiculous.
There were things that he did as a coach that weren't good for that position.
But it wasn't like it was a scandal, mm-hmm. you know? Adazio had some stuff. You know, I be careful how I word this. One former coach I talked to said that, like, Adazio wouldn't even acknowledge him. Saw him, looked at him. The guy said who he was. Adazio just walked right by. That's the thing that gets me sometimes, is guys like that. The video that came out, and I don't know the details on this, but Adazio berated that janitor. He was going to go to the bathroom. The janitor said, "You can't go in there right now. I'm cleaning it." Adazio lit into him. "Don't you know who I am?" All that kind of crap, you know? And it's like, we see that in the movies and we see it in TV, and we're always like, that's the jerk that's going to get his. You don't actually think there are people that are that kind of guy. And then when you hear it, it's like, wow, you're just a jerk, man. You're not a good person.
Well, there's always, you know, all coaches are people too, and they're still people. But no, you get in a position like that with that much authority and, you know, power, it can go to your head a little bit. And I think every coach should have a little bit of an ego, because that's how you can connect with your players. But also, you know, turn it back a little bit. Be a human sometimes.
Yeah. I cannot envision Jay Norvell berating anybody.
No, you'd ask that and you need some help.
Or you'd just be like, that's fine. You know, I'll go somewhere else. You know, I could see Nico.
I can go wherever I want and go to the bathroom.
I could see Nico Medved. Seriously, like, because, and I'm not like saying that Nico Medved cannot get fierce. He can. But I could totally say, man, I got to go, janitor. You got an extra mop? I can help you out. You know, let's get this thing done. I could see that. He's that kind of guy. I could see Steve Smiley doing that. Heck, I could see Ed Lamb doing that.
Oh, yeah. He'd do it himself. See, no, take a seat. I got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He cleaned the whole bathroom himself. Just because he wants to.
Jay Norvell, I could see him just being like, oh, that's fine. I'll scoot on upstairs. And then he'll sprint because he sprints everywhere. I'll find another bathroom. I'll get there. Primetime? Is he helping anybody?
I mean, that bathroom bed is spotless 24/7.
Well, he's probably got his own bathroom, and he's just like...
Yeah, he's probably plated in gold and got a big old framed picture of him hunting a moose or something.
See, that would be a fun question to ask, like, put him on a lie detector test. You're the big man on campus. Everybody loves you. You're popular. You have to go to the bathroom so bad you can barely stand it. You go in... Janitor's there, tells you it's soaking wet in there, you gotta wait. It's how do you handle the situation, coach? And it'd just be, I'd be curious, because you gotta get there real, assuming they tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. What they say will tell you everything you need to know. I beg the janitor, hey, let me in. If I fall, I won't sue anybody, I promise. Or do you do what Adazio did? Light into him. Why are you cleaning this now? If you know that my presence is near, you know? Don't you know who I am? Yeah, you're like an average head coach at Boston College.
I mean, probably might get mad at the janitor if the socks aren't right, but I don't know. Is he filming his cleaning process?
Yeah, are you wearing red?
Is he wearing red? Does he have a bottle of, you know, sanitizer that has a red lid on it? I don't know.
That would be...
Got
that's
one less janitor at CU.
I just think it's interesting. To get to this level, you have to have a certain amount of, you got to be a little bit of a jerk. But then again, that's not always true, Angel.
Well, you talk about football like the unspoken rules. Like, hey, like rookie hazing. It just happens. Does it go too far sometimes? Yeah, but hey, you're going to carry the pads to the locker
room. That's,
and you're going to cover dinner tonight.
That's not even hazing in my mind. That's like, okay, you're a rookie, you're a freshman. You have to carry the footballs. You have to help the equipment people. Mm-hmm. Hazing, when I think of the word hazing, I'm like thinking of, well, now I'm thinking of the crap Northwestern's doing. Like that stuff, I just go, how are you guys people? How do you wake up and be okay with what you just made somebody do.
Well, I think a lot of it is just like these guys, they're all football. These coaches, they played football when they were kids. They've watched football their entire lives. Now they're coaching it, and it's just what they know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, my coach used to make us run 20 laps after practice. Oh, we're going to do 10 today because it's 2023. Can't work it too hard.
Yeah, it's just I do want to see this because I want to, like you said, Urban Meyer's people's probably keeping some of the things buttoned down, but this sports is so fascinating, Angel, and we don't even get to see the most fascinating part of sports. The stuff that really goes on is the stuff you want to see in the movies and the books. And then when we finally get that, you know, when we get a glimpse into Michael Jordan and how those teammates were and things like that, it is eye-opening. When you see the Johnny Manziel stuff, I don't know, I haven't seen that one either. But it just, wow, everything you kind of thought, oh my gosh, it was true. We all just said it. We didn't know. Johnny Manziel just did not care.
We were told we were crazy for saying that it was true.
He just woke up and thought he could go play football. And that is the truth. He did not do film study. Did you, speaking of film study, random tangent, Tyreek Hill, what's your take on that? Did you see what he...
Oh, the Madden
stuff? He said about Madden. He said he doesn't watch film. He learns about his opponents through Madden.
I think he does watch film, but I think it was more of a joke. Like he said, like, I look at their awareness and their speed and their like cornerback ratings, and I judge that based on how I'll attack that specific player.
Hey, if it were Joe Schmo saying it, I'd be like, you're an idiot. You need to watch film. Don't base it on Madden. But it's Tyreek Hill. And when you have speed like a cheetah.
Mind game thing. Like, okay, your awareness is like a 65. All right, I'm going to do this one move, and I'm probably going to get you on it.
Players are really getting bent out of shape about their ratings on there these days, huh?
Yeah, and the game's not even good.
You don't like it?
It's fine. I really haven't gotten super into it since I got it yet, because I spent 3 days putting a playbook together.
Well, you and I play Madden differently. Mm-hmm. I like the mutt where you just go get free agent people and put them, assemble them, and you play online against other people. Takes a lot longer to actually find success, though. And then you do, like, the franchise thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I used to be obsessed with until I discovered that I could play online against other people.
Yeah, I'm not that good.
You just got to get good players. What Tanner and I would do, and Tanner retired from it years ago because he plays golf on video game now. He's 97.
Golf or baseball?
Baseball, I'll give him a pass on, but he's just sitting around pressing a button. A guy swings to the club. Like, there's not much you can do. You just
hit the shot there.
Yeah, press A.
Oh, got a birdie on that hole.
Press A again. We used to play. He would build up his offense. I would build up my defense. So on our own time, we'd do the missions you got to do or just play games by ourselves. So then we'd join our teams together because when you play together, one person has to be the offense, and it's their offense, and one person's the defense, and it's all your defensive guys. We were freaking good. We were good because my offense, if I played by myself, was terrible. They were all like 60s, but my defense was like a 99, all of them. Same with Tanner. His defense couldn't stop anybody, but when you put them together, we won Super Bowls. And there was a lot of greatness there. I was like, definitely Jordan, and he was Pippen, but it was like Pippen, yeah, obviously Jordan, but then Pippen wanted to just quit playing with me. It's like, do we want to go?
Rodman.
Kind of. I'm like, dude, we won 6 championships. We could win more. Let's stay together. I'm going to golf.
Take my career elsewhere.
I gotta go golf now. The wear and tear of Madden's getting to me. I'm just gonna go golf.
Can't be button mashing. I'm just gonna swing the joystick around and swing a golf club. I can't lie, I played PGA golf for a long time too.
I think the last golf game I played was like in the 90s.
That's fun. And it was just fun when you're good at time.
It was like kicking.
You're not good at real golf.
Playing golf was like kicking a field goal in Madden. The least interesting part of Madden is now gonna be an entire video game.
I'll tell you, I got really good at Madden kicking because of playing PGA.
Because it's just timing the little meters, right?
Yeah.
I don't like that. I want to run around, make guys miss, do that stuff. Well, I keep trying to get Angel to do the mutt thing with me, but you're hesitant for some reason. Because I'm there, man.
I don't like the pay for players, and I'm not going to sink $50.
Well, it's not real money. No, it's not real money.
Well, you can use real money to get the
state never
money.
My wife would not let me do that.
No.
It's enough to buy like an $80 game.
I don't have to play 15 mini games and to get 100 monies, and I can get one player because I'm that. Like, I just like to simulate seasons and play games.
You're not a mutt type of player?
I'm just not. I like the concept of it. It's cool. I wish I could, you know, get into it. But I'm just.
You have to be okay with like losing 30 games in a row.
Yeah, no.
Because you get points.
I throw two picks a game. It's no.
You get points for every, you know, when you lose. Even you get a little bit of gold or whatever, and then you get to ultimately use that to buy. You go into the area where there all the players are, and you can just start buying players. And it takes forever. And by the time I actually got my team right, because the older I get, the harder it is to play. Mm-hmm. The older my son gets, and maybe he'll want to play it, hopefully. But right now, it's like we're on the go nonstop. So it's like late at night, I get to play for a little bit, and then it's like sleep or get beat 35-3. Yeah, sleep. 26 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Hear Preps Talk on Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavner from AT&T Sportsnet, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome into the whole show powered by Chevron.
I'm Jordan, you're Pippen.
No,
how
way.
Dare you?
There's zero chance
this
of that.
This is just complete
Angel,
BS.
Go. Who's Jordan and who's Pippen?
Yeah, Angel.
Brady's more Steve Kerr-ish.
On the team?
Yeah.
I don't want to be Steve Kerr.
Well, you look like Steve Kerr.
Punch you
I thought
in the
I looked like Sean McVay. That's
kind
way
of
better.
Weird sports.
You're basically
love
just
child.
Saying I'm a white pasty person.
Oh, it's the hair that really sticks in.
Steve Kerr? I got Steve Kerr hair?
A little bit.
What are you laughing about? You have my grandpa's hair.
You don't want to hear Tanner's comparison here now.
No, I do now.
If you're Steve Kerr,
who else,
you're Jerry Krause.
I'm going to come back there and put my boot up here,
okay.
You know where.
Steve Kerr is like a Greek god compared to Jerry
yeah.
Krause.
Yeah, come on now. God.
Dang
Angels,
it.
That makes you like the towel boy at that point.
No, I want to be the one security guard that was that beat Michael in the
no,
coin
that's
toss.
Micah.
How dare you call me Pippin?
I see Micah throwing a corn. Hey.
Greatest athlete ever. He's just like, hey.
Oh.
Oh, Mike.
I did not expect that. I thought Angel was really going to give us Jordan and Pippen.
Yeah.
But it's Kerr and Krause and the blonde
well,
dude.
Okay, since this is a Nuggets place, are we Jokic and Murray?
Oh, I'm Jokic for sure.
Oh.
Yes.
No. You can be Michael Malone. I'll be Jokic.
Jokic is, when he's not
You're
playing,
Michael Malone,
he likes
I'm Jokic.
To be off and alone and not out in the world. Jamal Murray's going to UFC fights and out in the limelight and all that stuff. Who's the more of the wants to be out in the limelight?
I'm Jokic because of the animals, man. Just horses in general.
You don't
Jokic
even have
has
horses.
The kid and he spends a lot of time with his kid. Brady does that.
Give me
yeah.
a couple years, man.
Hey, you don't even have horses. I grew up with horses.
Yeah, but you don't have any.
My kid rides a horse.
You left the entire life behind.
Because I lived up here and I don't work as a corn farmer.
Yes.
Plus, my kid rides a horse. That also
corn
is another
farmer.
Connection.
No. You're Michael Malone. I'll be Jokic.
No, I'm Michael That's Malone fine. And Jokic.
No, you can't be both.
Yeah.
You're Pippen to my Jordan.
You're, if anything, you're Rodman.
When
we never know when the hell you're going to be here. Is he golfing?
More,
is he working? Where is he?
Who has more both. CBA awards between you two?
I do.
Give me a couple of years, all right? The 1 year that he lost was because of me. So, like, my first
of
year
COVID.
Of eligibility.
Yeah, it sounds like.
And we haven't won since, and I got paired with Brian, so I'm blaming Brian as the reason that I haven't got another one, all right? Just kidding, Brian. I love you.
Yeah, come on. Brian's at home nursing his post-surgery.
Oh, he's fine. He's already his smart aleck self.
I'm definitely
Jordan. I was over there yesterday. Brian's doing great, by the way. But, no, you're Pippen. When it comes to our Madden play,
you are
Pippen.
My defense kept us in those games, Tanner Schwint.
False.
Why don't you come
you
back? Who
Pippen.
Cares? I'll tell you what. I'll say you're Jordan.
You just want
if
me
you come back,
the game. Yeah, you
baby,
want.
Come back.
See, I am Jordan right now. I'm Jordan right now because I'm retired.
Just seeing this little breaking news from
oh,
Tom
whoa,
Pelissero.
Whoa. We were in some middle of some important
yeah,
stuff.
No, sorry. The 49ers are naming Sam Darnold their number two quarterback, and the team is exploring options with Trey Lance. Sources telling Pelissero and Rap Sheet.
Well, they're gonna trade him, huh?
We kind of knew that, right? That's how it was.
Not that they were going to trade him.
Well, you can't keep Trey Lance as your number three. Like, okay, here's an issue.
Should the Broncos go get him?
No, no, no. You don't want that. No, no, no. Go the Raiders.
Back up Russell Wilson for the next 2 years?
The Raiders, I think, is a good fit there. Let Josh McDaniels get his hands on another.
Jimmy G can lose his job again to Trey Lance.
Would you take Trey Lance? If they said, we'll do it for a freaking cow, a dishwasher. Fourth rounder for Trey Lance.
No, no.
Fifth rounder?
No, you don't go do that right now, because as soon as Russ struggles a little bit, and we know there's still going to be some struggles this year, all of us morons, us included, be like, Trey Lance is sitting there.
But you don't like Russell Wilson. You're not a Russell Wilson guy.
But is Sean Payton and Russell Wilson, are they tied at the hip together?
No.
No, I don't think they're tied at the hip. I think they could get there, but what's your text?
If Sean doesn't want Russ, and Sean wants Trey Lance...
No,
Broncos
it's not.
Trey Lance.
It's not. No,
I would if I get for a fifth round or fourth round or even a third rounder.
You
I
didn't
would take
want to trade any of the picks
because
now you're like, first
and second round picks.
They're gone though, so now you got to treat your fourth and your fifth. Where George Payton has found his gems later in the draft, then you're taking those away too.
Who's that? We don't even know
people.
We don't even know yet on some of these guys. I would entertain it.
No.
I'd entertain it.
You can't do that. You can't do that to Russ.
Who would you rather have, Trey Lance
or
Jared Stidham?
The NFL would need Trey Lance.
Jared Stidham. But here's the thing. And I saw this going around, and I completely agree with it. Carson Wentz is not on a team because he's too good to be the backup, but he's not good enough to be the starter. So as soon as your starter starts to struggle, the whole fan base is going to be like, we've got this guy. It's going to create a quarterback controversy. And you know how Denver media has reacted to Russ. You know how Colorado and we've reacted to Russ. You can't have somebody where it feels like Russ has to be looking over his shoulder.
Denver
he need a push?
No. No, he doesn't. Last year gave him all the push. Being drug across the coals last year, entire year, he doesn't need a push. He's got that push. People calling him fat last year and everything like that. No, there's no way.
A little more push.
I would take Trey Lance for a fourth round pick in a heartbeat.
Brady.
What is he worth now? What is Trey Lance worth now? Third round pick?
Was it 2 years ago he was in the first round?
Yeah.
He's
not a first rounder.
He's still on a rookie contract, too.
Yeah, so is he worth a fourth rounder?
No, they'll get more than that for him.
He's a third-string quarterback.
I don't care. He's a couple years removed. And I was telling you this the other day. I mean, kudos to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan for saying, yeah, we made a mistake on this. We're going to move on. But they're going to demand more than that. They're going to demand more than that.
I'd be interested. Well, I want to get into more of that. Anyway, I'm Jordan. You're Pippen for
sure. I'm Jordan because I'm in my retirement. I'm out there playing baseball. And I'll come back and we'll win a couple more championships eventually. But right now, you got to let me go play baseball.
You're not coming back. We're shutting down the team. No, I'm joining a different team.
No, you're not.
It's all you do is play golf.
I do not.
Don't you get enough of golf? You play it on the field and then
but
you
I'm
play
good
the
on the video
games.
Game and I'm not good in real
it's
life.
It's a visualization of the video game that translates to the real game.
Yeah, I'm better.
I can see my character hit a drive of 350. I can go out and do it.
Also, you guys need to play a new golf game because it's gotten way more advanced than what you guys were talking about.
The last 2 years.
PGA. You just press a button. It's like a timer thing.
Oh, it's actually...
What do you do? Is it like virtual reality?
You just pull the joystick down and then launch it up. But you have to... If you do it straight, it'll go straight, but...
But you have to have the timing down of it, and you got to figure out your putts, and you got to...
That's more fun than covering a wide receiver or
it's new
running the ball.
It's different.
I play more MLB the show than I play golf. I play more MLB. So literally, I am Jordan. I'm out
Tanner
playing
told
baseball.
Me 2 weeks ago, he called me. I'm going to buy the Madden game.
It was Thursday.
I
want to
play. Let's play.
It hasn't even been.
And I was like, all right, man, I'm looking forward to it. Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, it was Thursday.
Didn't hear one word from him.
It was Thursday of last
5 days later.
It was Thursday of last week. That's it. It hasn't even been a week yet.
A lot of Madden has happened.
You said you played for an hour so far.
Yes, that's a lot in my world.
An hour more than you have.
Well, yeah, because I don't own the game. I have a hard time paying that amount of money for the exact same game it
it's
was
the
2 years
memories
ago.
That you're buying, Tanner. The memories.
There's new uniforms in there.
Yeah.
And a new playbook. Oh, my God. Angels reference us twice on the morning show. What had your attention?
The playbook is changing Madden.
Come
on. No wonder he called you Krause, man. You deserve that. At least I got to be a player.
Then
I got to go on and be a head coach and win championships. So Steve Kerr, I'll take that.
Yeah, but none of you guys could have what you have if it wasn't for me.
For Krause? Yeah, but you also destroyed it.
That's true. That's eventually what will happen here as well.
39 minutes after the hour. Are you going to stick around and talk about the Rockies?
Oh, loser talk from Bud Black.
Let's talk about it next. It's the whole show. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. Thanks, Angel.
Mike Sean Brady.
He is so deadpan with everything that he knows.
I have been cracking up this last segment or two.
Angel and I have been co-hosting Good Morning No Coding. He's still doing the production work, but the other morning, Yesterday, our stream was down, and I'm trying to work on it, and Angel didn't know what to do over there. And I'm like, Angel, talk to the people. And I come back to this story about this bear that had killed apparently a lot of things.
That was a bear in Japan named a ninja bear that killed like 30 animals or something.
Yeah, like, so I came back and I'm like, whoa, that's a crazy story. Anyways,
you weren't even listening prepared for a story. Like, I was like looking for news to read some article for the next 5 minutes.
You should have just asked your poll question that you asked me yesterday.
We didn't have a poll question.
But it was in your head. It could have been a good poll question.
What was it?
It was the three. What would you rather be?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Would you rather be a ninja? Or no, would you rather be a pirate, a cowboy, or a samurai?
Cowboy.
So you answer too quickly. There's pluses and negatives to all three of those.
I know. I already worked through all that in my head.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
what are the negatives of being a pirate?
The boat and the water. I'm terrified of water.
That's not even the negative. That would be the cool part.
Scurvy
would be one.
Yeah.
Samurai, the life of discipline. You wouldn't be able to go drink and eat and do it. You'd be disciplined,
but honor.
Yeah.
But I already worked through all that.
That would be your life.
I barely have to change my lifestyle now to be a cowboy. And I got a pretty good life.
But no, we're talking not like a cowboy.
No, I know.
Like
Doc Holliday,
cowboy. But like that kind of cowboy.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
You'd be dead.
No.
Those guys die quickly.
I can pull out your six shooter fast.
I've got the quickest draw in the West.
Yeah, the cows I practice too hard at that. Real good target.
You want to have a draw, Angel? You want to have a duel? Well,
not a leaning, like 10 paces turn.
Yeah, and we'll see who does it quicker, because I got the quickest draw, man.
Assuming I had a good ship and I knew what to do, I'm leaning toward pirate.
Why would you want to go be on a boat with a bunch of
other
dudes?
Oh, the ocean is a miraculous place.
But you're just on a boat with a bunch of other dudes.
No, it's 2023, Tanner. We
can
have
girls
on there.
That's why you go to port and find the barmaids.
Yeah. When you make port.
Like, you know where, you know, okay, maybe not now, but let's talk about why people think mermaids are real and what they actually were. At some point, because pirates got very desperate for things, and they were actually manatees. I'm just letting you know that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. No, that's actually why they think that's where the mermaid deal originated from, is that they hadn't seen a woman in a lot of time, and they thought that manatees were that.
That is a weird thing.
I know.
Pull the manatee out of the water, or they just go in the water?
You know, man.
And then they'd have a baby, and it would
be
a mermaid.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
After that,
wasn't in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Maybe the knockoff version.
The one Micah watched. Yeah.
Downloaded the wrong version there, Mike.
All right, so
the Rockies are losers. Loser talk by Bud Black.
I'm kind of over the whole that's baseball thing.
Everybody should be. There, you've got one of the best teams in baseball on the ropes last night, up 4-3. You're rolling, and you've been pulling everything just right. You put in Brent Suter. Brent Suter is he's been the Rockies' best reliever all year. And he clearly doesn't have it. You can see it. You can see when a pitcher doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. Walks a guy to load the bases. Gives up two runs. So now you're down 5-4 at that point. You finally pull him out with the bases still juiced. Here comes Daniel Barr. He gives up a hit. At that point, I changed the channel. And then he gives up a home run. And Bud Black's out here saying, well, you know, the ball just kind of eluded Mac and Tovar. It's like, those are called hits, bud.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes at you, that's baseball. It's not baseball when you give up 9 runs in one inning. That's poor manager.
Well, it still is technically baseball. He's not technically wrong.
But it's not, like, there are things in baseball where you say, that's baseball.
I'm just starting to get real tired of the aw shucks, and that's how she rolls sometimes.
He's waved the white flag. He is waving the white flag. The longer he leads. And let's not forget, and I brought this up this morning on Good Morning NoCo, 6 to 10. Come and join us in the mornings. I brought this up was that he had Daniel Bard, who had an elite year last year. He had a long stint, cool story. He battled the Yips, came back, great story. You know, he should have been the all-star last year for us instead of CJ Cron. He's out there. Lots of people wanted Daniel Bard at the trade deadline. And instead of trading him and getting a valuable prospect, they sign him to a one-year deal, and the guy can't hit a strike zone to save his life. It's poor. That's poor on Bill Schmidt. I get that. But Bud Black has to go. And if it was any other team, this was the analogy I used, Brady. If it was the middle of the playoffs, Michael Porter Jr. kept throwing up threes, just hitting, throwing up threes, hasn't made one of them, but keeps shooting, not playing any defense, not doing anything else. And Michael Malone just left him in there. They lose the game and comes, that's basketball.
Yeah,
that's
no.
He'd be canned. And it's because, and kudos to Patrick Saunders from the Denver Post for finally calling him out on it. He is the first Rockies beat writer I have seen call him out on it. And everybody goes, well, what's he supposed to do? I get it. He's been in a tough spot. But he had a couple of good years when they had the guys. It's time to bring a young, vibrant manager in. You've got a good young core. You really do have a good young core. Bring somebody in that can be excited. Reignite some fire behind it. Say, we're going to have our challenges, but we're going to grow. We're going to growing pains, but we're going to do everything we can to win. Bud's not doing any of it. Bud's done. He's got to get out of here.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I can tell you don't care about this topic very much.
No, not at all.
1:48 the time. Let's get to what we learned on the other side. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. It's Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Have Friday night plans? We do. KFKA's Game of the Week, presented by A1 Organics.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say?
All right, welcome back in. What did we learn on this 23rd day of August? I learned that I love Randy Cross. We're going to talk to him next week. But when you get national guys that pick a certain team to win based on nothing right now, because you got to be careful with it. Mark, the voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, was telling us, he's like, I haven't seen Randy at any of our practices. I haven't seen Randy at any of the press conferences. So I guess we got to be careful there, because for me to pick a team, at least we are following these stories on a daily basis, and sometimes we're at practice, whatever. But for like a national person to pick a team, you got to make sure you do the research. Make sure they're doing the research before you trust their pick. What'd you learn, Angel?
I learned that Wyoming may be pretty good this year at football.
Yeah.
With the way their defense is set up, Boyle does a great job with his, you know, I love his run-first mentality. There's just a smash mouth team up there in Laramie, and excited for what that quarterback can do.
I think it's going to be a good season for them. I do. I think Wyoming's going to be good. I think CSU will be pretty decent, and I think this Mountain West Conference can be fun again this season. We're excited because we're going to be joined by Jesse Kurtz of the Mountain West Network again. He'll be joining us on a weekly basis, so I'm excited about that. Now more than ever, Mountain West teams, whether they stick together and make a go of it, or they have their top teams go elsewhere. So we'll see what happens. But I cannot wait, man. We're a couple of days away from actual football. We got our Football Friday coming up. Football Night in Northern Colorado is right around the corner. Friday's at 5 with Angel. And then our first game of the week, Windsor-Mead. That should be a really good game.
I think it will be.
Yeah, so we're getting into that mode, man, where we're going to have high school football back on KFKA, so that will be very good. Would you, for the Broncos' sake, Trey Lance, kind of makes sense.
I would take him over Stidham.
For cheap, if you could get him for cheap. Now, I don't know what the value is for him.
Nothing over maybe a third.
Yeah, maybe a
maybe
third.
Maybe a third, but that's about it.
I'd give up a third-round pick today, and you can have Jared Stidham if you want him. And it's not that Jared Stidham's bad. It's just who... You know, the idea that you're going to put some kind of weird pressure on Russ, has he
Can the guy see more pressure than what he's facing right now? He was the laughingstock of the NFL, arguably.
I don't think competition hurts. Sure, you're going to have fans that clamor for Trey Lance if Russell struggles, but ultimately it's Coach Payton's decision, and this is an offense that's built for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and I don't see Russ. I mean, I think there's certain quarterbacks you don't want to do that to. I don't think that would phase Russell Wilson. And again, Trey Lance is, I don't think the fan base is that stupid. I don't think the fan base would be like, oh, Russ is struggling, Trey Lance is the answer. But he could be in a couple of years still. We're still in this, you know, we got to get out of this day and age of quarterbacks are washed if they're not successful after 3 years. We didn't used to do that. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it again. Actually, no, we'll be back at it on Friday. So we're off tomorrow. Good night, Northern Colorado.